You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A little teaser for Monday. Major announcement on the show Monday morning, which you do not want to miss. So that will be on Monday.
One of several major announcements we're going to have in the near future.
Of course, we've been talking a lot of training camp. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows, paulhenrywindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Do we have Coach on the line? Ron Rivera joins us right now after a couple of days of training camp. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's been a while.
All right. How was your offseason? I actually had the pleasure of meeting you in person before the Wells Fargo Championship, so you certainly enjoyed that, and your wife was involved with that. How did that go, and how'd the rest of the offseason go?
Doing well. You know, we really enjoyed ourselves at the Wells Fargo, and, you know, it was a pretty good offseason as well. You know, we finished up with the OTAs and mini camps, and then we got an opportunity to take a little bit of a break. We went out to Ireland and did a little golfing.
Nice.
And then we had the opportunity to go home and see my parents and my brothers. So that's always a cool thing to do.
How many good dinners did you have in Carmel?
Oh my gosh! I think every night was a good dinner. It really was. It was a good opportunity. It really was.
I was supposed to go to Pebble Labor Day weekend, but it got canceled. Very distraught about that, Coach.
I don't blame you because it's a neat area. It really is unique. It's different. Mm-hmm. I will say this. The weather there was phenomenal. You know, while most of the country was sweltering, we were enjoying 65 to 75 degree weather.
Yeah, you're very fortunate.
I'm curious, Coach, what was your best round in Ireland?
Best round was 82.
82? Pretty strong.
My worst round was 98.
All right. Can all relate.
The wind was unbelievable. I mean, we had a couple days that were so bad that the caddies, the caddy master, the starter, the head pro, all apologized. And they kept saying, oh, sorry, it's never like this, you know. And I can think to myself, okay, if you're interested in telling me, but, man, it was something else.
Yeah. You know, Jason, beautiful country. Jason, you know, next time you go out to Pebble, you've been out there a few times with your rich friends.
Yeah.
You know, Ron lives out there, and he's busy playing football and everything. You should stay at Ron's house.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if they would allow that, but
why not?
I'm sure there's plenty of room.
I'm sure it's empty.
Coach, what did you play Port Rush in Ireland? What was some of the night? Ballybunion, any of those? Yeah.
Yes, we played Port Rush. We played Ballybunion.
Yeah.
We played the European Club, Hogshead, Oldhead, Waterville, and Tralee.
Yeah.
That's a lot of golf.
Really just, we were supposed to do it a few years ago, but when the pandemic hit, everything got pushed back.
Right.
So we had to keep pushing it back. And then finally, we got to go this year. And the neat thing about it was we went for what the price was a couple of years ago, which really worked out great because everything was prepaid.
Yeah. Here's another question. Did you fly private?
Oh, no.
Really?
Just first class. So no. First class.
Oh, definitely first class. I would have thought private. All right.
Jason. All right, here's the thing, Ron. All right, let's get right into the football now. And I'm going to tie this in with the golf. I know you're a golfer. We all love to watch Tiger. I assume you do, too. You know Joe LaCava.
Absolutely.
Joe LaCava, Tiger's caddy. He recently said Tiger's short game this year was rusty because he spent so much time rehabbing and strengthening the leg, right? Makes all the sense in the world. We all saw it.
Yep.
Why will Chase Young be better this year when he has to spend so much time rehabbing?
Well, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, though, is because what he's going to be doing is he's going to be focusing most certainly on the things that he needs to get taken care of as far as rebuilding that knee. You know, he had a pretty serious knee injury, but the nice thing about it is everything that he does as a defensive end is going to translate very, very well into his rehab. And so he will have an opportunity to really work on his basics, his fundamentals all over again. I think, you know, going back and watching tape on him from last season and then his first season, in particular his last 9 games his rookie year, there was a marked difference in his approach. He got caught up in, I believe, trying to change his game, and he didn't need to change it.
Right.
He's a powerful, physical, get-off-the-ball, attack-you type guy, as opposed to one of these finesse guys that tries to get on the edge too much.
Right.
And I think he understands that now, you know, trying to become more than – do more things that he really needed to. I think he's got a really good toolbox to begin with. And as you play and you establish your style of play, then you begin to add on. And I think he tried to transition into getting on the edges, be a little bit more of a finesse guy, and that's not his game. He's a power dude.
Good. So we're getting rid of the stutter step and all that stuff.
Yes, that's one of the things that he doesn't need to do, and he knows that. I mean,
right.
The young man, you know, and he's been great. He has. You know, we've had a couple of conversations already about getting ready for, you know, when he can start taking the next step in his rehab, which is coming up very quickly. But, again, it's still, he's got a long ways to go in terms of getting himself ready to roll. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to him getting back on the field.
All right, so, Coach, I'm going to challenge you here a little bit. I loved what you've done offensively. Even though the narrative against Carson is negative, I think it's way overplayed. I think he's going to work out very nicely here, but we can get into that later, okay? I love the Dotson. I love what you're doing on offense. Here's where I'm going to challenge you. I question the defense. You tell me, why is the defense going to be better when Chase is going to be coming back from injury? You didn't really add any new starters. It's the same characters, and you actually lost Landon Collins. So why should I think they're going to be any better?
Because that unit, okay, that secondary, okay, is intact. Mm. For the most part, the defensive line is pretty much intact. I'm talking about the primary guys.
Starters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm talking about the primary guys, okay?
It's the same guys, though.
But there's the same guys in the same system. If you keep changing people, what do you got to do? You got to retrain everybody.
Right.
We had a really good offseason. We did. We had OTAs were good. Minicamp was good. We had an opportunity to really focus in on them. We're doing some things a little bit different, but we can do that now. Why? Because these guys are a little bit more into the book. The second thing is, you know, it was a little bit of a different transition and for a couple of our guys. I think now they've had an opportunity to know and understand how we do things. And, I don't know if you guys saw, but yesterday, in all honesty, yesterday was a really good day for the defense. You got to give them credit for the things that they did. I mean, we don't game plan for each other, so some of the stuff that we're doing on defense is actually pretty good. And they did get, in my opinion, did get the best of our offense yesterday.
All right, another guy that there's high expectations for, Coach. Your first round pick from last year, Jamin Davis.
Yep.
And he was, in my opinion, and I don't know anything, but he was a little underwhelming last year for a lot of reasons.
Yep.
Why should Jamin Davis take a step forward, and what are you seeing from him?
Second year in the system. I thought he had good OTAs, good mini camps, did some really good things. Started a little bit slow once we started with OTAs and mini camps this year, but as we progress and you can see him get more and more comfortable, I thought he's had two really good days. You know, and when you get a chance to look at the tape, break the tape down, and look and see what we're doing, he did a lot of good things. He really did, and that's a huge plus. I mean, I'm telling you, the thing everybody got to understand is that some guys changing systems is a difficult thing. Other guys grasp it very quickly. Jamin's a rep guy. The more reps we can get him, the better it's going to be for him. So that's why I'm excited about who he can be for us. Dude's athletic. You can't coach speed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You can work on and help a guy with his quickness, because once he gets to the point where he no longer has to think and just react, you got a much better football player.
Talking to head coach Ron Rivera of the Washington Commanders. So year one, you guys make the playoffs. Year two, disappointing. You didn't seem to love the playoffs or bust question the other day. Why is that?
Why put pressure on us? There's no reason to put pressure on us, is there? We're a young football team. We got guys that can play in this league and can be a big part of this organization for quite some time. hey, let's build it the right way. Let's don't stress people. Let's don't make people get out of their comfort zone until it's time to us, until it's time for them to learn. So the only expectation I put on this guy is that we win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't think it's playoffs or bust. We went through this, Coach. I disagree with the playoffs or bust, but you're in year three, okay? Yep. Your third year in Carolina, you went to the playoffs. You know, fans and, you know, media expects in year three, especially when you have a franchise quarterback, to get to the playoffs. So I think that's where the I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but people expect that.
No, they do. Yeah. You know, and it's fair. But at the same time, let's also understand what we've done and how we've transitioned. You know, we've transitioned and look at the transition that we've had from my first year to my second year to now this third season, going into this third season. How different are we?
Right. You've dealt with a lot of stuff, especially at quarterback.
And off the field.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you about the quarterback then, all right? So, again, as I told you, I'm team Carson Wentz. I'm the president of his fan club. I think he's going to do very well here and surprise people, especially when you – no disrespect to Taylor or any of the other guys, but he just has a bigger skill set. We all know that.
Yeah.
Tell me
– He's got a bigger arm.
Yeah. Tell me one, and he has more experience and everything else, and he's accomplished a lot of good – he's had poor games, and he's had poor seasons, but he's also had good ones, very good ones, right? So I'm very defensive about it. But tell me one thing, though, that has – and I know you guys scouted these guys up and down, and you chose him over the draft picks. Tell me one thing, though, that has surprised you about Carson since you've acquired him.
Wow, you know, it's funny because I expected the big arm, and we've seen it in each of the first two practices. We've seen the big ball, and we've seen Terry go get it. We've seen Jahan go get it. So that's huge. So that was kind of. But the one thing I haven't had a chance to see yet is his ability when he has to scramble and run. That's something that, you know, watching on tape, you can see he's got a little bit of that. That could be a very good weapon for us. A little bit surprising for some of our opponents just to have that big fella go.
I'm just curious because this has been in the news, I'm sure you're aware, about Kyler Murray and his contract and the 4 hours of quarterback study. What do you expect as a head coach from your quarterback once they leave the building?
Oh, that when they leave the building, at some point in time, they're going to take a little extra time and do what they need to do. You know, whatever they did, that's their business, you know.
Sure.
And I know this much. When you watch what that young man's skill set is, wow, he's pretty doggone good too now.
What if you – I just want to get back to Carson 1 second. What if you told him – just tell us one or two things that you want him to improve upon this year. You know, we always heard the narrative, he's got to take the layups, right? I know J.P. Finley has said he's heard that there might be some footwork stuff where maybe when he drops back, he's not exactly where the offensive line thinks he is, and then so maybe he takes a few hits that he otherwise could avoid if he was maybe a little better with that. Are those fair? Are those some of the things you've talked to him about?
No, probably the biggest thing we've talked about is it has been a little bit about the layup stuff. You know, they said, you know, and I've said this to some of our other players too. It's basically, hey, do what's right, okay? Don't do it because it's easy. Don't do it because it's carpet. Just do what's right. Take what's there. Hey, we'll line up again, and we'll make the next play. You know, I had an old wise coach who told me one time, a good offensive series will end in a kick, whether it's a punt, a field goal, or an extra point. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with having to punt the ball. Okay? We'll take field goals, but we want extra points. That's what we want.
Right. Right. Another draft pick, Brian Robinson, who I watched a ton in college, and I really do like him. I'm just wondering, what do you see his role being? Is Gibson going to be used more in the passing game this year, you and Scott? Or how do you see Brian fitting in this offense?
I see a really good tandem of two really good runners, primary down runners. I think the really good change of pace guy is going to be J.D. McKissic. And we've got to find a way to incorporate all three. And one thing that, you know, we've tried to make sure they all understand is that if we get a hot hand, he's going to get fed.
Gotcha.
I want to ask you about Curtis, and I know you get sick of you know, answering. I'm sorry, but based on his current health, nobody knows what's going to happen. Like, you can't predict the future, but based on how he feels right now, how many games do you expect Curtis Samuel to play?
Oh, I think he can play the season if he stays healthy. in the condition he's in right now.
Could he start game one right now?
I'm pretty confident. Yeah.
He could start. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you were playing Jacksonville Sunday, he would play.
I'll tell you what. Did you see the Houdini move he made the other day?
No.
No, I missed that.
I mean, okay, he caught the ball out in the flat, and he made a sidestep move and picked up another 10 yards before the defense rallied on him. I mean, you know, Terry talked about it in his press conference. I mean, the guy's explosive. We know the guy. We know what the guy's capable of.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing. Again, we have to manage this. We have to be very mindful of it. And it's, you know, it's the same thing that we have to do with all of our veterans. Same thing we have to do with our guys coming back off of PUP. We got to make sure these guys remain healthy. You know, this is about players' health and safety. So we just got to kind of bring them along, keep everybody, you know, in good physical shape. And I like our opportunities.
Let's talk about Dotson for a second. I remember when you drafted him, the early word was, oh, the Commanders, they jumped the gun here. They saw the run on receivers. They grabbed him a little early. That was the early narrative, right? And now everyone's like, wow, Dotson's good. Everyone's saying that. The hands are great. That the route running's great. He reminds everybody of Terry, personality-wise. Yep. You know, give us your take on Dotson so far. And what can we expect?
Well, I think what we can expect is, you know, a very solid performance from a young guy. You know, we did a lot of work on Jahan, really paid attention to him. And, you know, as things started to unfold, we moved ourselves into a position to pick him. And I think the thing everybody understands is we did a lot of work. I mean, if you want to see some games, you know, watch the Michigan game. Watch the what was the other
watch
one?
Watch the Maryland game.
Yes. Well, the Maryland game was good game, but I'm talking about the big teams. You know, that Ohio State.
He played really well. Talking to two terps, coach. Yeah.
That hurts, coach.
But we get it.
But he's just being honest.
That hurts.
Well, I mean, I'm you know the big name teams, I should say, or something like that. But boy, I'm just putting my both feet in my mouth now.
Yeah.
But it's you know when you put the tape on and you see the things that he did, you sit there and just go, oh my goodness. I mean, this, you know, and he did it when they knew the ball was coming to him. Mm-hmm. Now you have a guy that you're going to incorporate in an offense. You're going to be able to move him around like you're going to be able to move Terry around, move Curtis around, move Diami around. You know, when we get all of our tight ends back on the field, you know, we're going to add that extra passing component to the game. And that's with Carson's arm, we can go vertical a little bit more. We can throw these really deep outs a little bit more, these deep digs that create things for our guys underneath. It's a chance for us to grow and expand what we're going to do offensively.
Coach, getting back to Chase, do you expect him to miss 2 to 4 games to start the year in that range?
Unfortunately, you know, because of the injury and you know, it's a different injury than Logan's. Is a little more severe. He's probably going to miss a little bit of time. Right. But again, as he gets better and better and healthier, you know, in fact, Chase and I had a conversation about this. I said, look, don't push yourself. This is not just about this season, but this is also about the future. I mean, we didn't draft you to come in and not be here 8, 9, 10, 12 years, whatever it is. We could actually be a big part of what we're trying to do.
Why is he not ready? Is the strength not there? Like when you test it, like where it was before and where it wasn't. Because I know the legs have to be equal. There's all this stuff, right?
Yeah. And all that stuff. And again, it was a pretty extensive repair. It does just take time and take patience. And you know, last year we might have pushed Curtis a little too much. And so this year, what we've really done is we've backed up. We've looked at everybody, and just okay. Hey, you know, I know there's a time frame that you look at and say, okay, this is when we get this guy back. But we got to be really careful about this, and just because of who he is for us. I mean, shoot, he's the first round pick that can be an impact player. He can be a guy that can, you know, help. Well, he did. It showed us what he's capable of doing his rookie year.
Talking to head coach Ron Rivera from your Washington Commanders. Now, I don't really want to ask you about off the field stuff, but there's a lot of swirling, congressional hearings, investigations. I don't want to get into that, but a lot of fans are just wondering, is Daniel Snyder going to be back? Do you still communicate with him or Tanya Snyder? Are they going to be there for games? Like, what's going on in terms of ownership?
Well, this much I do know. You know, what Mr. and Mrs. Snyder have done has been very supportive of this football team. And a great example of their involvement was giving us the opportunity and the tools to get Terry taken care of. I mean, Terry was a franchise decision. This is a young man that can help impact our team in the right way, help us continue to move in the right direction. So having them support that was a major step for us. You know, and their involvement really is when major things happen on the football team or with the football team, I will give them a call. We will discuss things. You know, Mrs. Snyder has been, she's been more than available and very helpful as far as those things are concerned. And you know, I'm just glad that, you know, he stepped up yesterday, did his thing. That was I know it had to be a long day for him, but hey, he did what he was supposed to. And now it's just a matter of moving on and moving forward and, you know, getting this team back to prominence, getting this team back to where it belongs. I mean, I've been very fortunate so far. You know, we've put together a group of guys that we feel good about. And, you know, we still got a lot of work to do, but we're going to put a good product on the field. We're going to fight our asses off this year.
Do you have a chance? I mean, do you think this team's good enough that if things fall in your favor, you can win the division?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
You should not go into this not thinking that. Okay? So again, that's a little bit of a trap question, but
I'm not trying to trap you. I'm just wondering,
win? I mean, but just think about how you asked that to me. You know, I'm sitting here saying, no, we got no chance. No.
Right. Guys, right.
I'm an optimistic guy. I really do believe in everything that we do. I like our guys. I like our team. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be hard fought. Everybody's going to have to, you know, get after it, and it's going to be a heck of a year. And I really do look forward to the start of real football once we get into the second weekend of September.
Ron, you like us, don't you?
I do. I think you guys are hilarious.
Right. And one last thing. Coach Locksley's building a nice little program at Maryland, Coach.
He is. No, let me tell you what. I went up and spoke at one of his clinics and spent time with Coach Locksley. And I think the dude is. I really do. You know, it's funny, but this NIL thing, there's some positives and negatives. You know, I think one of the positive things that can happen if it's done right is that you can level the playing field a lot faster because of it. But at the same time, man, it is changing the landscape of college football. But I think Coach has done a heck of a job, and you know, getting an opportunity to speak at his high school coaches clinic and just see the excitement that he's created.
I know,
for
it's
his
fine.
Team,
it's
for
all
that
good.
University.
Don't worry. He's doing. They won't be offended. It's all good.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
I'm being serious. I mean, you come in and sit down, and you get to get behind the scenes, and you see the facility. You talk to the head coach, and you listen to his message. Shoot, that's the right kind of message.
Yeah. No, everybody likes Locks.
Coach, we got to run.
The producers are.
We got to get you on more this season. Hopefully,
call us whenever you want.
We can talk to you more often.
Invite
us out, Coach.
All right, guys. Appreciate you, and we'll see you down the road.
Let's play golf.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's play golf.
Yeah. Coach Ron Rivera, your Commanders head coach here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.